Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Nun, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with Halacha Beis, and the Vilna source of daf is on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, right at the end of the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama Shad Haven Aliyah. So we continue discussing two chatzeros that are divided by a wall. The Mishnah says Kaisel Shabin Shtei Chatzeros. We have a wall in between two chatzeros, obviously running along the entire length. Gavaya Sar Rachav Arba. It's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'im Arvin Echad. They have to make two separate Erevin. They're not allowed to make an Erev together. Is that supposed to previous Mishnah where we had discussion of a window set into this wall below 10 tefachim, so that's viewed as an access point as a Pesach, enabling one Eruv, since over here we just have one solid wall running along the entire Chatzer, and it's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, that makes it two separate Chatzeros, and they can't make one Eruv together. And we're going to discuss in the beginning of the Gemara why the wall has to be 4 tefachim wide. It can just be a regular thin wall, not having to be so wide. We continue discussing Hayu Barashe Peiros. Let's say at the top of this wall, there's some fruit, there's produce. Elo Eilin Mikan Va'Eichlin, Ve'Elo Eilin Mikan Va'Eichlin. The people of Chatzer A and B can both climb on top of the wall and eat some fruit. As long as they don't take it down towards their own chutzar, they have to keep it on top of the wall. Now let's say Nifrat Zakaisal. There's a breach in the wall. Some of it got knocked down. So at Eser Amos, if the breach is up until 10 Amos wide, Marvin Shnayim, they could make two separate Eir Vechatzeros. But if they want Marvin Echad, they could make one Eir Vechatzeros together, because it's like an opening that we discussed in the previous Mishnah, so they could join in one Eirov. However, if it's more than 10 Amos, Marvin Echad Ve Marvin Shnayim, they have to make one Eirov, and they're not allowed to make two separate Erevin. That's because it's not considered a Pesach, it's just a Pirtza. It's like these two Chatzeros are totally breached and open to each other, so they're not allowed to make two separate Erevin, they have to do one together. I think more quotes the Mishnah, Kaisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros v'chulu, and the question is, V'lamali Rachav Arba? Why do we have to say that the wall in between them is 4 Tefachim wide? V'afilu Eini Rachav Arba, even if it's not 4 Tefachim wide, any sort of wall, as long as it's solid and stable and is not going to fall down, is considered a proper Mechitza, partition in between the two of them, and would make them two separate Chatzeros. Why do we Dafka have to say in the Mishnah that it's 4 Tefachim wide? And the answer is, begin Masnisa Hadad the Basra, that's because of what's mentioned right afterwards in the Mishnah, that Elu Eilin Mikan Va'Eichlin Ve'Elu Eilin Mikan Va'Eichlin. The people from this Chatzar and from that Chatzar could both climb on top of the wall and eat from it, and that's because it's 4 Tefachim wide. It's its own Rishus, it's its own separate thing, it's not considered belonging to either Chatzar, therefore both of them are allowed to climb up and eat from the top of it. And that's why we mentioned that it's 4 Tefachim wide. The question is now, Lo Yahai Rachav Arba, let's say the wall is not 4 Tefachim wide, are they allowed to still climb up and eat this fruit? And here we have Machlokes, Rav Bas says B'Shem Rav, Asr Lakan Lakan, it's Asr to take from both sides. That's because since it's not 4 Tefachim wide, it's bottled to both Chatzeros, and therefore if one would take off of it or put on it, it's like he's transferring into the next Chatzer, which is Asr. Whereas Rav Zeir says B'Shem Rav, Mutter Lakan Lakan, it's Mutter both from here and there, and that's because he looks at it Lakula, that since the wall is bottled to both Chatzeros, both of them are allowed to use it freely. Ask the Gemara now, Machal Shitas Rabba, seems to be have a Stira in Shitas Rabba. Taman Om Rabba, over there Rabba says, Rabbi Yehuda says B'Shem Shmuel Zarka, if a person's in Rosh Hashanah and he threw an object, V'Nachal Rosh Mechitzos, and rested on top of a Mechitza, meaning rested on top of a wall which is bordering Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even though that wall is not 4 Tefachim wide, Chayiv, he's Chayiv, because like he threw from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But V'Kayal Mar Hachin, over here he says this, what's a Stira? So over there, when he threw the object from Rosh Hashanah and it rested on the wall bordering Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even though it didn't go into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we still consider it like it rested in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and that's why he's Chayiv, and that's Mashma, that if he was inside the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and threw it on top of this wall, he would be Potter, because still considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But over here, Rav Buck quoted Rav saying that it's Asr Mikan Ulkan, Mashma, the top of this wall, dividing the two Chatzeros, is not considered this Rosh Hashanah Yachid, this Chatzers, or that Chatzers. And the answer is, Taman over there, at Raya Sakil Malaya for Chatzeros. You view it as if it's filled up with dirt and rocks. When the person is standing in Rosh Hashanah, he throws something that rests on top of the wall, bordering the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. We view the whole Rosh Hashanah Yachid as if it's filled up with dirt and rocks, which basically makes the top of the wall 4 Tefachim wide, even though physically the wall is not 4 Tefachim wide. Viewing the Rosh Hashanah Yachid as if it's filled up with dirt and rocks makes the walls of its 4 Tefachim wide, and therefore it's like he threw from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Bava hacha ma islach, over here, what do you want? What are you going to say? In other words, in our case, with the wall dividing the two Chatzeros, of course the wall is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but that's not the point. We're trying to determine which Rosh Hashanah Yachid is it. Is it this Chatzers or that Chatzers? And regarding this, Rabbaz Machmir, since it's not 4 Tefachim wide, it's batal l'chumra to both Chatzeros, so taking fruit off the wall is like transferring from one Chatzer to another, which is Aser. And we continue the Tetelcha. You should know this is actually true, meaning you should know that a wall that's not 4 Tefachim wide, if it's not this particular case, that it's in between two Chatzeros and we want to transfer back and forth from the wall, if we're discussing something else, we actually view it as its own Rishos. Where do we get this from? Demar Vacher Vacha said, the Rav Chinna said, B'Shem Rav Yechanan, Zizin V'Ksalin, Shein Gvayin Asara, Ve'enon Rechavan Arba, that's a proper Girsa. We have some sort of beam protruding from a wall, or a wall itself, which is 10 Tefachim high, but not 4 Tefachim wide, Mutter Lakan, Mutter Lakan, it's Mutter to place on and take off of it, both from Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or Bavach Yachlef, as long as he doesn't do a little exchange. Since his wall is 10 tefachim high, but narrower than 4 tefachim, it's considered a makom p'tur. We had this multiple times in Maseches Shabbos, and therefore, if he's standing both either in Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah Yachid, he could put things on it and take off of it, because it's bottled to both Rishuyos, he's just not allowed to be Machlef, he can't do a little trick by, let's say, standing in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, placing something on the wall, then walking into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and taking it off of the wall. That's because even though Me'ikar Adin it's Mutter, we're afraid he's just going to end up transferring directly between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Yachid without using this wall as medium, and that's obviously Asar Midaraisa. But we see very clearly from here that something that's 10 tefachim tall and not 4 tefachim wide is bottled to both Rishuyos that are borders. However, B'yechan Abayi, now B'yechan asked, the Machal Shitas Rabba, seems to we have another steer in Shitas Rabba. Taman Amar Abba, over there Abba had said, quoting Rav Yehuda B'shem Shmuel, Zarka V'nachal Rosh HaMechitzes Chayiv, that if he's standing Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and he throws something in rest on top of the Mechitzes boarding Rosh Hashanah Yachid, he's Chayiv because like he threw it in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Baba Hachu Amar Hachin, over here he says this. Namely, over here he says that if you're staying in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you could put something on this wall which borders the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it's not considered like you're transferring into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But why is that? Heich Madat Amar Taman At Rayaisa Kilumoy Afer Tzrayrais, just like you say over there, when you throw something from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and rests on the top of the wall bordering Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we view the Rosh Hashanah Yachid as if it's filled up with Afer and Tzrayrais, dirt and rocks, so it's like he threw into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Af Hachakein, why don't we say the same thing over here? That when he's in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and he places something on this wall, we should say the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is considered like it's filled up with Afer and Tzrayrais, and it's like he's transferring directly from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why don't we say that? And the answer is Shemana Mechitzes Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Shemana Mechitzes Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We know this whole concept in Rosh Hashanah Yachid that since it's surrounded by Mechitzes, we view the whole thing as if it's filled up with dirt and rocks all the way up until the wall itself. So when something's placed on the wall, it's like it's being placed in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. We never say anywhere that a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is like it's filled up with Afer and Tzrayrais, and therefore there's no stira in Shitas Rabba. Now we continue with another memra. Rabba quotes Rav Yehuda B'shem Shmuel. Kaisel Shikifu Sulamis Mikan Mikan. We've had this case previously. We have a wall dividing two Chatzerais, and they put ladders up against it. Chatzer A put up a ladder on their side. Chatzer B put up a ladder on their side in order to be able to climb over the wall. No Nomar Beis on top. Ma'arvin Shnayim. Ve'ein Ma'arvin Echad. They have to make two separate Erevin, and they're not allowed to make one Erev together. These ladders that enable them to climb up a wall don't make it like one Chatzer. And Rav Yosef Bun, he clarifies this. Mikimish Shaloi Kivnu. Loi Nasu Kipsachim. That's a proper Girsa. Since these ladders are not aligned with each other, it's not like a Pesach. It's not like an opening. If Chatzer A and B align their ladders with each other, so you literally just climb up one ladder and then go down the next, so then that does connect the two Chatzerais, and they can make one Erev if they want. We're talking about a case where the ladders are not aligned. Chatzer A put their ladder here, Chatzer B put their ladder there, and they're not near each other, then it's considered like two separate Chatzerais. Now, once we're mentioning ladders, which are basically placed at an angle to the wall, so we have something which is somewhat similar, but not really related, talking about the ramps in the Beis HaMikdash. Tanu, we have a braisa, kol kaifshei kvashim, all the ramps in the Beis HaMikdash, which there was the main ramp in the Mizbeach, and it seems from the Farshim there's other ramps as well. So all the other ramps, oila amma v'kainas shalosh, at a height of one amma, they would extend three ammas, which is basically a slope of 18.4 degrees. Chutz mikivusha shal Mizbeach, except for the ramp in the Mizbeach itself, that it had to be a much more shallow incline because the kaihanim walked up it carrying heavy avarim from the karbonos, and therefore it was different. Pay attention to the girsa change. Shehukim eslakeid shisha tfachim mitoch shalosh umechza ve'etzba ushlish etzba. That for every height of six tfachim, which basically means every height of an amma, it would extend for 3.5 amos and 1 1/3 finger breadths. We'll explain this in just a moment. Shamizbeach eser amos, the mizbeach was 10 amos tall. That's with the kronos, with the corners, but really it was 9 tfachim tall. V'kivusha shleishim ushtayim, and the ramp was 32 amos long. Basically, as we had just said, the main ramp in the mizbeach had to be more shallow because of the kohanim walking up it, and since it was 32 amos long, reaching a height of 9 amos, it turns out that for every 1 amma height, the ramp extended 3.5 amos and 1.5 etzbais, and in fractions, that's 3 5/9 of an amma, and that's a slope of 15.7 degrees, as opposed to the other ramps, which were at a slope of 18.4 degrees, which is slightly steeper. And now going back to our Mishnah, discussing our 10 tafach wall, which runs across the entire chatzer, dividing these two chatzerais, and how they're not able to make an eruv together, they have to make two separate ones. But now let's say the fellow wants to reduce the height of the wall, as we learned about in yesterday's daf as well, he wanted to reduce the height of 10 tefachim. How could he do that? So let's say Asa, that's Barbara Girsa, Mistava al Pnei Kol HaKaisel, he made a Mistava, which is like an Itztaba, a platform, across the entire length of the wall, V'yesh Bayrechav Abra Tefachim. Even if it's 4 tefachim wide, still Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'en Ma'arvin Echad, they have to make two separate Erevin, they're not allowed to join in one Erev, even though across the entire length of the wall, he made this platform, which was 4 tefachim wide, and when standing on the platform, there's less than 10 tefachim height of wall, that's still not considered like minimizing the height of the wall, and they require two Erevin. However, Arba Amos, if the width of this platform running across the entire wall was 4 Amos, then Ma'arvin Echad Emar and Shnayim, they would have to make one Erev, and they're not allowed to make two Erevin. And that's because it's similar to the Mishnah's case of Nifretz B'Malai, where there's a huge breach completely being Mevato the wall status as Mechitza, and therefore one Erev has to be made and not two. Now we discussed the end of the Mishnah, which had taught that if there's a breach in the Chatzar wall, up until 10 Amos is considered a Pesach, and therefore they could make two separate Erevin, or they could join in one Erev, because it's just a regular Pesach, but if it's more than 10 Amos, it's considered a Pirtza, meaning the whole thing is considered breached, and it's not like there's a wall here at all. Now we further clarify this, Hadadat Amar Bigdoila. These amounts that we gave up until 10 Amos or more than 10 Amos is talking about a big wall or a long wall. Aval Biktana, if it's a small wall, Biruba, so even if just the majority of it was knocked down, even though that's less than 10 Amos, that's considered a Pirtza and not a Pesach, and they would have to do one Erev, not two. So we clarify, Ezu Higdoila Vezu Biktana, what's a big wall and a small wall? So call Sheruba Yoysem Eser Be'eser, HaPachas Me'eser Biruba. If the Chatzar wall is longer than 20 Amos, which means that in order to consider a breach in the wall, Nifrat's Berubai, that the majority of it is breached, it has to be longer than 10 Amos. So it's in regards to that that the Mishnah said, Eser, that as long as the breach is 10 Amos wide, that's already considered a Pirtza, and they would need one Erev. However, if the Chatzar wall is less than 20 Amos long, which means in order for it to be breached, the majority of the wall, that breach is less than 10 Amos long, so that's considered a small wall, and therefore even if the breach is less than 10 Amos, that's considered a full-out Pirtza, and they'd only be allowed to make one Erev. And a further clarification, Hadadat Amar Be'emtza. This is only if the breach was made in the middle of the wall, so we can have this discussion of whether it's considered a Pesach or if it's a Pirtza. Aval min atzad. But if the breach was on the side of the Chatzar wall, loy bada. That's not what we're referring to. That's because people don't make Psachim on the side. They don't make a regular entrance way to connect the two Chatzerais on the side of the wall. So therefore, if this breach that we're talking about is on the side, meaning the ends of the Chatzar wall, even if it's shorter than 10 Amos or it's not the majority of it, it's still considered a Pirtza and it's not a Pesach. So now we just have to clarify, Vehi dinoy tzad, Vehi dinoy emtza, what's considered the side of the wall and what's considered the middle of the wall. So Neymar said, Im yesham oimer arba, hainu emtza. If from the end of the Chatzar wall up until the breach, there's a standing portion of wall still there, which is four tfachim long, it's considered that the breach is in the middle of the wall. But im lav, if not, hainu tzad, that's considered on the side. If there isn't even four tfachim of Chatzar wall remaining from the end of the Pirtza till the end of the Chatzar wall, then that's considered from the side. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel. Continue to discuss if something is considered two chatzers or one chatzer. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.